From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The U.S. National Security Agency has lost the legal authority to collect telephone records after the Senate failed to agree Sunday on an extension of several provisions put in place following the 2001 terrorist attacks. A new law already passed by the House of Representatives would modify the program to allow the NSA to request data from phone companies on a case-by-case basis. Republican Senator Rand Paul led the opposition against the surveillance program.
Are we going to so blithely give up our freedom? Are we going to so blithely go along and just say, take it? Well, I'm not going to take it anymore.
And Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell feels differently.
We shouldn't be disarming unilaterally as our enemies grow more sophisticated and aggressive.
Earlier on Sunday, Central Intelligence Director John Brennan urged the Senate to pass the new authorization, warning that terrorists were looking to take advantage of any gap in the spying effort. A spokesman for Burundi's president, Pierre Nkurunziza, said today the government will consider a request from East African leaders to postpone this month's presidential election. The request to delay the vote by at least 6 weeks came after an emergency summit Sunday that also included a call for all parties to stop the violence that has come with the weeks of protest over Mr. Nkurunziza's plan to run for a third term in office. He did not attend Sunday's meeting in Dar es Salaam with the leaders of Tanzania, Uganda, Kenya, and South Africa, foreign ministers of Rwanda, and the head of the African Union. President's critics say a third term would violate the limits set in the country's constitution. This is VOA News. A senior U.S. official says Qatar has agreed to temporarily extend travel and monitoring restrictions on five senior Taliban leaders released last year from the U.S. detention center at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, in exchange for a captured American soldier. VOA's Victor Beatty reports.
The U.S. official said the restrictions on the five Taliban leaders will remain in effect until a diplomatic solution to their fate can be found. The year-long restrictions on the five, imposed in May 2014, were set to expire Monday. Appearing on U.S. television Sunday, the director of the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency, John Brennan, says the five are Afghan citizens. He has personally been in touch with Qatari officials over what is in the best interest of U.S. national security.
I want to make sure that they're not going to be allowed to return to the fight. And I think this is part of a rehabilitation process as well as a monitoring and observing process.
Qatar last year agreed to take the five as part of an agreement to free U.S. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, who was held by the Taliban in Afghanistan for 5 years since walking away from his army post. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
Afghan officials said today a Taliban attack on an eastern provincial police headquarters left five insurgents dead, up to 10 policemen wounded. The attack began shortly after midnight with a suicide bomber detonating his explosives-packed vehicle near the entrance gate, clearing the way for several heavily armed insurgents to force their way into the premises. There are no signs of any peace dialogue between the Taliban and the Afghan government to end the violent insurgent campaign. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter has pledged $18 million to help Vietnam buy American-made Coast Guard patrol boats to improve its maritime defense capabilities. Mr. Carter is in Vietnam to boost military ties. Thousands of Nepalese children affected by last month's earthquake returned to classes at school reopened 5 weeks after the disaster that claimed 8,600 lives. Children filed past mounds of debris Sunday to attend classes held in tents and temporary classrooms. School authorities said students would be encouraged to talk about the quake with the teachers who have undergone special training to help the children overcome the trauma and to adjust back to being in class. Gita Rana is a high school principal.
We have to start. There's no choice, because education means future. If you don't start now, even it's going to affect your futures. So that's what we're planning to start the school.
7.8 magnitude quake damaged more than 8,000 schools across Nepal, a majority of them in rural districts. India awaiting the start of the annual monsoon season amid a heat wave that's killed more than 2,200 across the country. They did have showers and thunderstorms in parts of southern India on Sunday.
That's the latest world news from VOA.